This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Parts of the Northeast could get a foot of snow from that monster winter snowstorm that's already battered the South and Mid-Atlantic. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
Parts of the Southeast were glazed over. Snow, ice, and high winds toppled down tree limbs and power lines. Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, even Florida were hard hit. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper yesterday.
As much as 8 to 12 inches of snow has fallen in some counties. And significant icing is causing trouble in the central part of the state.
More than 1,200 flights were canceled at Charlotte Douglas International Airport. Police reported hundreds of weather-related collisions, including a fatal crash in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Police in England have arrested two teenagers in their investigation into an armed British citizen holding four people hostage at a Texas synagogue. Authorities have identified the hostage taker as 44-year-old Malik Faisal Akram. He was killed Saturday night after the last hostages ran out of the synagogue. Scientists are warning that Omicron's fast spread pretty much ensures it won't be the last worrisome variant of the coronavirus. The AP's Ben Thomas.
University of Chicago Medicine's Dr. Emily Landon is among those warning that every new infection provides a chance for COVID-19 to mutate again.
We could get another variant that is even more deadly than Omicron is, and it could move just as quickly through our population.
Research shows Omicron is at least twice as contagious as the Delta variant and at least four times as contagious as the original version. Still, Landon notes a lot's been learned about the virus.
We know what we're dealing with now. We have treatments that can be made available. We have excellent vaccines.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Charles McGee, a Tuskegee airman who flew hundreds of combat missions in three wars, died Sunday. He was 102. This is AP News. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma takes us overseas now.
New Zealand and Australia are sending military surveillance flights to Tonga to assess the damage a huge undersea volcanic eruption left in the Pacific Island nation. A towering ash cloud since Saturday's eruption has prevented earlier flights. New Zealand hopes to send essential supplies, including much-needed drinking water, but communications with Tonga remain extremely limited. The company that owns the single underwater fibre optic cable that connects the island nation to the rest of the world says it's likely it was severed in the eruption, and repairs could take weeks. Tsunami waves of around 2.7 feet high had crashed into Tonga's shoreline. No casualties have been reported so far, although there are concerns about people on smaller islands. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.